talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P.
Hello.
Hey, Sam.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. So congrats on being nominated for Defensive Player of the Year. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We were looking at all your accolades and it's pretty impressive. Like all the minutes you played and the passes and percentages, like it's wild. And this was your third Iron Woman season in a row.
I'm not sure if it was in a row, but I think it's three. Yeah.
You've had three and I think you're like,
yeah,
like two people who have ever had that happen, which is,
yeah. I think the other was my teammate, actually, Amber Brooks. Yeah.
That's amazing. So how do you stay game ready for so long?
I think like a lot of it is just like me not wanting to miss a game. Like I get so anxious when I'm like not playing. And I think just like recovery, I think my rookie year, I had a lot of girls on the team that were smart about recovery and they kind of just showed me the ropes, I guess. And then we have a really good staff here at the Spirit too. So they really push like Normatex, massage, like treatments, like also like prehab stuff. So I think it's just like learning that early in my career, but then also just like mentally, honestly, not wanting to miss games. Like I just get so anxious.
How much time off the field would you say that you dedicate to your like longevity as a player, even if that's like nutrition type stuff or stretching or any of that?
Yeah, I think I would probably spend at least 2 or 3 hours like every single day. And that's like different things. Like I use like the Normatex, like Theragun, like yoga toes, like all of that stuff. I have like a red light therapy thing. Like I like love doing recovery stuff. It makes me feel good mentally, but it's also like going for walks and things like that. Like that makes me feel like really good and just like kind of puts the day away. And then I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the next day or whatever is to come. But I'd probably say like 2 or 3 hours a day, honestly.
And do you stay at the training room or the facilities, or is this something you do at home? Like
I do most of it like at home. Yeah.
That's awesome. I feel like that's so important. We were just talking to another player and I just feel like recovery was something I didn't like care about when I was playing when I was younger. And I just feel like the focus on it now for all the players listening, like you're going to play better and you're going to have less injuries and you're just going to feel overall better when you're taking care of yourself. Cause you gotta break your body down like every day when you're playing.
Yeah.
What would you say is like your favorite recovery tactic?
Definitely massage and Normatec. Like I Normatec every single day, like regardless of what I'm doing, I find time to do it. I think it feels so good and I love it. And then massage, a lot of the times the team will get us a masseuse, but if not, like you just like go out and find someone. I think that's like super beneficial as well.
I feel like players should put on their holiday gifts, like their gift ideas, like a massage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom and dad, get me a massage.
Please get me like a membership somewhere where I can go like once or twice at least. Yep. Yeah.
So what would you, do you think that helps you not burn out? Because you play so many minutes and you're playing constantly. Like how do you keep yourself from burning out?
Yeah. So I think like life away from the field is like so important to not be burnt out. I'm lucky enough to, in DC, I have a good group of friends who don't play on the team, who aren't really associated with like soccer in any way. So like just finding time to be able to like grab dinner with them and like talk about things that aren't like the game coming up or how training was, things like that. I really like going for walks and like exploring different like coffee shops, different like cute shops in the area. And I just like really like going out and like trying different foods and things like that. So like just kind of once I leave the facility, it's kind of like I try and shut off and not really think about it too much. Like if we have film or something, like I'll review that. But like I think getting away from soccer and getting away from everything that comes with it, even like the people, is really important. So you're not constantly reminded of like what's going on day to day and training and things like that.
Do you have any, like, when you have a bad practice or if you like get in a fight with a teammate or whatever, like, do you bring that baggage off the field with you? And if you do, like, how do you keep it from consuming your day?
Yeah, so I usually try not to, but like, everyone is gonna have like bad days, bad trainings, bad sessions, or just like not agree with something that someone says or does, and then you just kind of hold on to it for sure. I think for me, I think going, like, just getting out, going for a walk, listening to music, like calling someone in my family or something like that, and just talking about someone else's day kind of makes me feel better, kind of get rid of that. So like going for walks is like really helpful for me. But yeah, I mean, it's going to happen, and I definitely try not to hold on to it too long, but I mean, we're all competitive people. We want to excel every single day, and that's just like not how life goes, and that's not how soccer goes. So yeah, I think for me it's just like getting out and doing something like that and just trying to separate a bit.
Yeah, I feel like venting to parents or friends who aren't on the team really helps too, because
yeah,
like I feel like when you're always surrounding yourself around the same teammates and all of that, like I'm sure it can get, you know, like you need an outlet, like you need a way to like let those emotions go, because you don't want it to consume your day, like we were saying.
Yeah, and like honestly, if you end up talking about it with someone who's like not there, they're gonna take your side, so it's just gonna make you feel better, and then you just get over it, and then it's fine.
And you're like, yep, this is what I needed, I just
yeah need, you're like, I'm validated, I'm good, like we're good.
yep. So you had like, you're such a successful defender, can you give any defender tips or anything that's really helped your elevate your game?
And were you always like your whole life?
No, I've played like literally every single position. Like I was a forward when I was little. I feel like everyone was a forward when they were little though. And then I played midfield for most of my career, like in club. And then I got recruited as a six in college. And then when I got to Clemson, we needed a center back. And so they're like, hey, go play center back. So I just started playing center back in college. But I really like it. I really enjoyed it. I would say like tips is like, I don't know. I don't think anyone likes to get touched or hit or messed with at all in the game. So I think if you just like assert yourself earlier, you're just going to get in people's heads, things like that. But like defending is like fairly simple. You just don't want to get like eliminated. So just try and stay in like tackles and duels and things like that. It's not that simple, but like that you try to break it down and break it into more simpler terms and like, a very like tactically difficult game, I guess. Yeah, I think like kind of asserting yourself into the game early, people just like really don't like to be touched or hit or things like that, and then can kind of start to sway things in your way.
Were there any players when you were in college or younger that were pros that you feel like you emulate your game after?
So I think that's like a tough question, because when I was younger, I don't think that like all that the access wasn't really there to be like watching women's soccer that much. And it sucks like to say that. So I was like idolizing like Toni Kroos and like baseball players, because I grew up watching baseball, you know what I mean? So there wasn't really anyone when I was really young, but like, as I got to college, I had to like learn and stuff. I would say like, I don't emulate my game after her, but I was a huge fan of Allie Krieger and just like how she played. So it's really cool to get to play against her now. But I wouldn't say there's anyone that I really emulate. I just try and like learn from like a lot of people now. Yeah, which like kind of sucks to say, like that question like makes me feel bad, but the access like wasn't there. Now it's like so cool that like people can watch our games on CBS and things like that. But yeah.
I'm curious, for the baseball players that you really liked, was there anything that like maybe didn't have to do with baseball, but their attitude about the game or something that you liked?
Yeah. So my dad is from New York. So I grew up watching the Yankees. And so Derek Jeter is like my favorite athlete of like all time. And I think just how he carried himself, and he was always confident, but always like working so hard behind the scenes. Like, I guess it was like Kobe Bryant as well at the basketball. You hear a lot of those stories where they're like really confident, but like, they did so much work beforehand to feel that way. And I've always wanted to be able to like say that and like give off that vibe as well, that I'm like so confident in what I'm doing, but like there's so much that goes into it before that, but like people don't have to know or see that. They just have to see like on the field, the confidence that I'm like exuding and stuff. So yeah, I would say that probably.
I remember reading Derek Jeter's book for like a class project in like fourth grade. And I remember that like he was always like ready to go and did everything off the field prepared for that, to have that confidence. So
yeah,
I'm from New York. So,
oh,
and I would love to know, like, when you became a pro, was there anything that surprised you the most from college to now, like about the game changing, like the level of game or anything?
Yeah. So I would say definitely my first year, it was very, after games, I would be so like mentally drained from having to like think and like track people all the time. Like in college, it's tough. Like I wouldn't say like college was easy. Like college was hard. But it wasn't as mentally draining. It was more physically draining. Like you're working so hard. It's very like transition. You're running, going, whatever. But I think in the NWSL, I definitely remember my first year not being fully prepared for how like mentally draining each game and even training sessions were going to be, because everyone is the best of every college team and everything. So yeah, I would definitely say just like the mental focus of every game. Like if you turn off, people are going to score. And then just like the tactical awareness and the savviness of players is just like everyone is elevated. So it was definitely mentally more draining than physically, for sure.
Definitely sounds like it would be, for sure.
Yeah.
You have to stay ready 24/7. I'm curious, how do you keep the game of soccer fun for you? And do you ever go run into moments where you're like, I'm like not having fun today, or like the past week hasn't been fun, and having to kind of bring it back to like finding your love for it again?
I would say like I went through that. I think like finding the love for it, I definitely went through that in college. I like totally fell out of love with the game. I was so burnt out, and was actually starting like a career like off the field. Like I was pursuing different jobs and things like that. And then my senior year of college, I just like fell back in love with the game. I couldn't tell you how or why. It was just so much fun again. And I think just like almost not playing is always in the back of my mind. Like I was so close to not playing. I had accepted a job and like everything. Like I was ready to start my life. And I think just having that in the back of mind, I'm almost playing like with borrowed time. So like everything is just so fun. It's a game. Like I've played this game since I was 5. Like it's so much fun. Why would I add all this extra pressure on it when I'm basically playing with borrowed time anyway? Like I almost didn't do this. And so that's definitely part of it. But I just think like my team is really important in that. Like the girls here are so much fun, just really cool people. We all get along really well. So it just keeps it lighter and just not necessarily so mundane as like it could be if you just like go to practice every single day. But yeah, I definitely think it's the girls, and then just like knowing I almost didn't do this, so why not have fun with it, you know?
Does the team do anything off the field that helps with like team morale? Do you guys all hang out and I don't know, like do fun things together that are not soccer related?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, we hang out a lot together. We'll like go to Topgolf, go to lunch, go to coffee, things like that. A lot of the girls like live together and like team housing. So there's that too. I live closer to DC. So like people will come into the city and we'll like go and do things in DC and things like that. But I would say our team is like really good about going and doing fun things together. And we have like a really good vibe and like understanding with each other. And I think that's something that has been really important for us like over the years and like being a decent team, you know?
Totally. We always talk about this, but we feel like our memories from college are not like the stats. It's all the fun that as a team. And I feel like it's just such a nice reminder, like that is where all the fun is happening. Like,
yeah, it's like the memories and stuff that you remember, not like the games or the stats or who scored or whatnot.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, it just leads me to this question though. I don't know if you ever had an experience on a team where you didn't feel that closeness. If you did, like, do you have tips for someone listening who's like, I don't feel this connection to my team? Like, how could they, you know, make a better connection there?
I don't know if there really has been any team where I felt that. I'm trying to think. I grew up in like a family where like if your second cousin's dog sitter like needs help, like we're there. Like if they move to town, like we're taking you out to dinner, we're like helping you, whatever. So I've always taken that and like loved that side of where I've come from and just tried to always bring everyone together. So I don't think I've ever felt it because I definitely go out of my way to basically force everyone to hang out together and like we're gonna like each other, we're gonna go do like fun things. So yeah, I don't really know if I have ever felt that, but I think like a really easy thing to do is just like try and bond over food with people. Like everyone loves to eat, we all have to eat. So I think like finding different like cuisines or things that people want to try or go and do, I've always tried to gravitate towards that, to like ask people to go to dinner or things like that, try and get different people to hang out, or even like cooking dinner together is like so much fun. So yeah, I don't know if there's ever been a team where I haven't felt that, but like those are typically things that I gravitate towards doing because yeah, everyone loves to eat, you know.
I think that's so smart. It's so smart and it's such a great tip. And this is why pasta parties exist. Like
exactly.
Everyone together to eat the same food. Like it's so true. So also if any players listening and you don't feel connected to your team, like shoot them a text and be like, let's go get coffee or you know. Anything like that, I feel like is really helpful. So although you may have not have experienced it, I think that was really helpful.
Yeah, thank you. You
guys want to dive into rapid fires?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We call it rapid fire, but you can take your time.
Okay, I'll try and be quick.
What is a sport you wish you were good at?
Ooh, tennis. Tennis for sure.
I feel like everyone says that and it's such a good one because tennis is hard.
Yeah, it's hard. And the tennis players are badass. Like I like wish I could be like, yeah, I can do this, but I can't. Not even pickleball. I'm like honestly not even good at that.
You can't be good at everything.
No, true.
What's your spirit animal?
Ooh, a golden retriever.
What is one thing you can't travel without to any
way? Chapstick, like literally anywhere. Yeah, big chapstick girl.
I said chopsticks at first and I was like, that I've never heard that answer before, but chapstick makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, chapstick. I always have like Aquaphor with me. I have like four different types of chapstick in my like Lulu crossbody that I always have.
Oh my gosh.
Depending on what I'm feeling that day.
That's another world record you have a shot at. Most chapstick.
Oh, true. Most chapstick. That's a good one.
Okay. If you could have a dinner with an athlete, it could be any athlete. Who would it be?
I would want it to be like a group of people, but one athlete, I would probably have to say Derek Jeter. He's like my like idol since growing up. So yeah.
What's if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Oh, it would be like an Italian, but like add lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, like the works, but mostly Italian like meats. Yeah.
What is the best thing you can cook personally?
Oh, I would have to say probably like salmon with like rice and like vegetables, like very simple, but I'm like pretty good at salmon, I would say.
That sounds so good. Okay, last question. What is your biggest soccer girl problem?
Oh, I have like all of these little flyaways now because I used to wear pre-wrap like religiously, but now I'm like, I need to like protect my hair so I don't wear it anymore. But now I have all these little flyaways.
It really does. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for hopping on with us today. That was awesome. I feel like there were good tips in there people will take away.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I like had so much fun. I grew up like watching your guys' videos. So this is like really cool for me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sammy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys. Bye.